Report: Amazon internal communications reveal anti-Israel sentiments among employees. By Lucas Nolan on January 2, 2024. The Jerusalem Post claims that a whistleblower at Amazon has exposed a series of anti-Israel comments and pro-Hamas messages circulating within the company's internal communication channels. The Jerusalem Post reports that an Amazon whistleblower has revealed a string of anti-Israel and pro-Hamas sentiments among its employees on the company's internal communications platform. The whistleblower, who allegedly works as a programmer at Amazon, stated that the comments were made in Amazon's Slack channel, which boasts more than 3,000 members. Slack is a popular team communication platform used by many companies around the country. The whistleblower further claimed that pro-Palestinian flyers depicting a watermelon shaped like Israel, symbolizing the replacement of Israel with an Arab-Palestinian state, were disseminated in Amazon offices worldwide. The whistleblower further claimed that calls of "From the River to the Sea" were also posted regularly in the Amazon Slack channel, where employees attempted to raise funds for a Canadian affiliate of Islamic Relief Worldwide. Israel has banned this organization due to allegations of its financial support for Hamas. Lith Abad, an Amazon employee, was quoted in a post saying, "I'd cow Palestine gets their freedom, but simply asking nicely isn't the solution." This sentiment was echoed by another employee, Zaid Akal, who stated, "I stand with any and every revolution against their occupiers, so I stand with Hamas." Akal's post further claimed that Israeli hostages were treated well by Hamas, a statement that was reiterated by other employees on the platform. The internal communications also contained accusations against Israel of organ theft, rape, and planting explosives in the bodies of children. Carl Hage, an Amazon employee and a moderator of an Amazon Slack community, also reportedly admitted to censoring Israeli voices attempting to counter these narratives. Read more at the Jerusalem Post here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.